Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And now,
Rosarena is halfway down. He's trying to steal home. Taylor throws and he's safe. Rosarena has stolen home base. And it's 5-0 Tampa.
Did you ever steal home, Lou?
No.
Be curious, not judgmental.
And the ball game is over.
Rays win. Rays win. They take game one of this best of five.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
Go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
And he said it so casually. He's like, yeah, you know, that's JD's thing. You know, he steps on.
Why? Why is that his thing? That's such a stupid thing.
Stop it being his thing going forward?
It's interesting, Steve, because when Greg Hill played Little League, he never touched second base.
No, but he never
touched first base.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
Wiggy could be right. It could be 2-0, and then the Red Sox win Sunday and force a game 4 months.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right. All right, my sincere apologies.
Yeah. Who graduated high school again?
Well, who thinks this is a 7-game series?
Well, that's different. That's not math.
That was culturally biased.
Yes, exactly.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
Bitten in the genitals by a centipede.
Ooh, Kelly Curtis hates centipedes.
Oh, my God.
They were terrified by that one that was in their booth the other day.
Well, don't read the story. The guy woke up. The centipede had clasped on.
No.
He couldn't get it off until he killed it it released. But he was reimbursed for loss
what,
of
the
work.
The centipede released or?
The centipede released.
Okay, yep. Good. I wanted to clarify that part of the story.
And behind the glass,
the Ken and Curtis Show.
Our own Statler and Waldorf.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
Well, I actually liked the best of five, and I couldn't believe it. I had missed this. I was like, I thought everybody was playing best of seven, did. But I like.
He goes, Liberace was gay.
He's an excellent pianist.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Do I dare say? Get the brooms ready?
Oh, whoa.
Wait a second.
The
Well, Ken, not a good showing by the hometown nine last night.
Just need one, Greg. We get the split. Back to Fenway Sunday. All will be well.
From, as Wiggy would say, from jump.
From jump.
A disaster.
Street.
A disaster last night.
E-Rod, man. Wow.
E-Rod, Easy Eddie, as they call him over there, way too low energy last night. And I know low energy.
Jesus.
I'm concerned about this Red Sox team. I mean, I'm still in. Don't get me wrong, Ken.
No, we want you out. That's the issue.
You want me out?
Yeah, we want
Good
you
point,
out.
Good point,
Courtney. I think the issue was probably Wiggy calling for a Red Sox sweep yesterday on the program.
I mean, I was half right. Could be a sweep.
It could be a sweep. I really think that we should do a take back of the prediction from Wiggy at some point this morning and reset the world behind the Red Sox.
Oh, like a formal take back.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. When your starting pitcher can only go an inning, things ain't promising.
By the way, scandalous, according to this 508 texter, that Ken did not put his own jack off comment into the highlights from yesterday.
I don't want to say that. I probably should dump you right now.
No, you don't have to dump me. Stop that.
Jesus.
I'm tired of you. You know what? I used to like you when you weren't management. What happened?
You never liked me, but that's fine.
Can we just get the elephant in the room here?
Yeah.
What the hell are we doing playing a baseball game in that idiotic hellhole?
I know.
That is Tropicana Field.
Curtis, you could not be more right. How about the ridiculous scenario last night when that thing goes off the catapult or catwalk or whatever it is, and then they got to explain for 7 hours the options of what could have happened.
A, B, C?
I can't figure out. If it hits the catwalk and you're able to catch it, it's an out.
But well, that's the C catwalk.
Okay, but if it hits the A or the B catwalk,
it's gone.
Then it's
wild.
An automatic dinger.
Yeah. It's like a different
sport. I thought it hit the second to last ring of the catwalk, not the furthest. The umpires come together. Verdugo is arguing. They'll have to look at this.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's a different sport.
From start to finish, absolute disaster for your Boston Red Sox last night in game one of the ALDS. And I would tell you that we would have the opportunity to discuss it with Nathan Eovaldi at 9 o'clock this morning if he hadn't bagged out of the program after that game last night. So there will be no Nathan Eovaldi. I believe, Ken, that the direct quote from him was he would prefer to do it earlier next week. Is that how that was phrased? To us from the Boston Red Sox?
That's correct. 12:03 a.m. I don't think tomorrow is going to work for Nate. He is asking if he can do early next week.
Does he understand that they may not still be in the Major League Baseball playoffs early next week?
It could be a good spot Monday after his start, though.
It's like an exit interview.
Didn't we just announce a new partnership with the Red Sox for another, like, 30 years?
Yes, we did.
Honest to God.
It's a good start.
Yeah. There is no human being, no collection of human beings more coddled and pampered than baseball players.
You are 1,000% right again, second time this morning. Did you take some kind of an energy drink or something before the program started?
When I get less than 5 hours sleep, I'm much smarter.
I can tell you in the long history of my career, which is now spanning, I believe, 30 years, there has, I don't believe, ever been a Bruins player nor a New England Patriots player who has bagged out of a scheduled interview at 12:03 a.m. Mm-hmm. Never. Never in the history of my long broadcast career. It is only Red Sox players. It is only baseball players.
And you're not being biased, because I think if a hockey player or a football player or a basketball player did that too, you'd be equally as upset.
No, if it was a hockey player, I'd be like, you know, these guys are busy.
He's tired.
He's tired after the game. He's got to prepare mentally for it.
No, that's not true.
Well, Courtney, I mean, we had Sebastian Telfair booked today, but he was in trouble, so
he's got a couple issues.
He has a dentist appointment. He's got to get his 47th crown done.
Yeah, they're expensive, man.
Yeah, let's get Big Baby on.
Milt Palacio at 9.
All right, well, it's a Friday. It's a Patriots Friday, and I can guarantee that Devin McCourty will join us in about 20 minutes at 6:30. Before that, we will get to today's leads, and we will try to squeeze the dumbest of the day in coming up at 7:30 or thereabouts this morning, 7:45. The news with Coco, and thanks to science, we now know why women are turning the thermostat up while men are turning the thermostat down. One of life's great arguments has been solved by science, and we will get to that during the news coming up at 7:45. Here is Ken and what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, Greg, while you're hanging out and watching your favorite teams this weekend, check your name at findmassmoney.com. See if there's money waiting for you. Go to findmassmoney.com and see if there are funds waiting for you. Still a big weekend in Boston sports, you got to admit.
Nice. I was so excited about the weekend because the OAR show is tonight, Counting Bros tomorrow night, and then Sunday you had the doubleheader, Sox after the Pats. Are these Red Sox going to be able to turn it around, Ken Laird?
Well, they need to tonight. Obviously, it's a big spot for Chris Sale. 7:02, your first pitch tonight. A little bit early. 6:02 pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. They did out-hit them last night, Greg.
Yeah.
9-6. Granted, all were singles.
Yeah.
A little small ball.
They were hitting the ball hard, though.
Biggest at-bat of the game was Devers early. Schwarber steals the base, and he whiffs on one hondo. And then Erod walks the next guy in the bottom half of the inning. It fell over at that point.
Is something wrong with Devers? Because he's grimacing when he's swinging the baseball bat.
He always goes down on one knee.
Yeah, he overswung on that last pitch. Here's Alex Cora on the traffic they couldn't cash in.
Yeah, I mean, we had traffic out there, and we just didn't cash in. Bobby hit a few missiles with men on. Obviously, in the eighth, we load the bases. We didn't score. There were some good at-bats in the middle of the game. Grind at bats. Others were kind of like empty, but I think overall we did a good job hitting line drives and staying in the middle of the field.
But no runs. And the big story of the game was Randy Arozarena walking around in the first, solo homer in the fifth, a straight steal of home in the seventh with lefty Josh Taylor on the mound. First steal of home, Greg, since you were in grade school, 1955. Jackie Robinson in game one of the World Series. First steal of home without a throw, bunt, or a swing by the batter. That is incredible.
Yeah, how do you do that?
He is a great player. And the Rays, four of their six hits were for extra bases, so they have the 1-0 lead. In the history of the 2-2-1 format, Wiggy, which you are well-versed on,
yep.
Teams winning game one at home advance 77% of the time. Mm,
they need the split. What's the percentage on the split?
I'm going to look that up.
All right.
When was the last time that all four home teams won the first four playoff games of the postseason?
Hmm.
I don't know, but I do know I have to have a banana split for lunch now that we're talking about the split.
Got to get the split. Chris Sale opposing Shane Boz tonight. Mutz got your pregame. Astros beat the White Sox 6-1, as Chris alluded to. Another home team winning. Braves Brewers today, game 1, 4:37. Dodgers Giants is a big one, 9:37. The late night game. But Thursday night football, week 5 started, Wiggy. The Rams beat the Seahawks. They didn't look so good in the first half.
Neither team looked good.
No.
Yeah, neither team looked good at all.
And Russell Wilson left the game with a badly sprained finger. Sure looked dislocated to me.
Yep. Ugh, it's gross.
Dislocation.
They keep replaying it, too. And I'm like, I do not need to see that.
You don't need to see that.
Zoom in? No thanks.
Rams are 4-1. Russell Wilson has not missed a start in 10 years. Quite the Iron Man. Might miss one here now.
No, he probably won't miss one.
You don't think?
Nah, I doubt it. Not for a dislocated finger. They'll wrap it up. Be hard for him. He won't be as accurate throwing the football, but he won't miss a game.
I don't know who's going to start on the O-line for the Patriots Sunday, Greg. They are missing 80% of their starters. Only the center, David Andrews, is in there. Winning on Wenyu on COVID list. Brown and Mason still out.
What's up with Trent Brown?
He looked okay when he was at Aria the other night.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know how he got up the stairs.
Whoa.
But I did see him on the Instagram of my friend Massimo's restaurant.
Oh, last time you did that.
What? Last time I did what?
Last time you shouted somebody out at Aria.
Who?
They weren't wearing a mask.
Yeah. Who are you talking about? You're talking about the acting mayor of the city of Boston without a mask on?
You're getting no more free meatballs from there.
Why Boston has a gnocchi shortage?
Don't get upset. Don't get Trent Brown upset at you. God, that is not going to end well.
Well, I mean.
He can't play. He won't show up here.
I'm trying to work things out with Jake DeBrusk because he wants to beat me up. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that Trent Brown knows he was on the Instagram of Aria enjoying a delicious pasta meal. That's okay.
You can hang around with Jake DeBrusk. Trent Brown's not going to last very long. Stephon Gilmore spoke in Carolina with his new team. He said no hard feelings toward his Pats, his former team. And Big Baby Davis and Tony Allen, former Celtics, among 18 former NBA players charged in pocketing $2.5 million in illegal funds by defrauding the league's health and welfare benefit plan. Mm. Fake medical and dental expenses.
Didn't this just happen in the NFL as well?
Yeah, Clinton Portis. A couple guys in the league.
Yeah, but it was absolutely ridiculous the way they were doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially a lot of it was dental work. So they would send in these receipts for new bridges and crowns and all the rest of that stuff. And oftentimes it was the same guy four or five times who needed to have new
dental
teeth,
work.
Yeah. Dental work done. And there were all kinds of misspellings on the invoices that they would send in to be reimbursed for. I mean, first of all, in many cases, they were sending in letters from doctors and there was zero letterhead on the actual piece of paper that they had sent in. It was like scribbled with a crayon or something.
They were trying to get by, weren't they?
I mean, I guess if you're Big Baby or whomever, you've spent...
Has there ever been a more apropos nickname than Big Baby?
You've spent your $40 million that you made in the NBA at this point, and you're just struggling to get by. You got to turn to insurance fraud to pay the bills.
Have a game plan if you're going to go that far.
That's what's trending now. Leads coming up on your...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Rosarena is halfway down. He's trying to steal home. Taylor throws and he's safe. Rosarena has stolen home base. And it's 5-0 Tampa.
The new Mr. October.
Now, he said he was dancing halfway down the line and that it wouldn't distract Taylor, but he didn't notice him. And a Rosarena flies down the line, a playoff steal of home.
Remind me, if a team is able to do something to you that has not been done in the game since 1955, is that a good thing or a bad thing, Curtis?
That's probably not the optimum type of occurrence you'd like to see.
Okay.
But all right. I can't take anything seriously. All these games at the Trop have an asterisk.
Mm.
The stadium, it's like deciding the Masters at a mini golf course.
Well, it's. I agree with you. However, it is a poor carpenter who blames his tools.
Uh-oh. Mm.
And I will not participate in that this morning. I wonder if it should have been Chris Sale on the mound last night as opposed to E-Rod.
But, Greg, just the last point on the Trop. Could you imagine Game 7 of the World Series, a walk-off home run hits catwalk C, and the Rays win the whole thing?
What they should do is they should have dudes up there on the catwalk, and if you hit one of them, it's four or five additional runs that you get.
Or you could put one of your players up there, a couple plays, and if they can catch the ball, it's an out.
They could be hanging off it with some kind of a crane apparatus or something
like
that.
Up there with gloves. You know, there are a bunch of guys, and it's like being on the ninth floor. If you can catch one... that's an out.
JD was actually fully healthy. He was afraid of the catwalk. That's why he didn't play last night.
Yeah, I don't know. I understand game one. All I have been told over the last couple days by the so-called experts is how important game one is in these series. Do you agree with that? Steve Peralt was saying that yesterday on this program, Ken. Do you agree?
I disagree only because of the two games weren't you more expected to win tonight with Sale on the mound against the guy who's made three starts?
I would say yes.
Yesterday's their ace. It's their home open. You know, you played Tuesday. So I understand you have it takes a little while to get adjusted to the new form, but tonight is a must win.
But everybody was talking about Erod being like, oh, he's been great against the Rays. Everybody was talking about that pregame.
He's pitched against them a bunch of times, and he's well known for tipping his pitches. I mean, what do you expect?
Something about him just bugs you, doesn't it?
Like low energy.
He's a little low energy. Even
he's
in the World Series, like he didn't run the first on the
world. He's easy Eddie.
Yeah.
He's a guy that at one point when he was a rookie had to be yelled at by the veterans because he's out throwing a bullpen in a sleeveless shirt. Mm. And they're like, dude, go put on your uniform. That's what we do around these parts. I mean, come on. You're not gonna suggest that Chris Sale could have gone last night.
I mean, it would have been on short rest, so now there's no excuses.
He's Chris Sale.
Yeah,
but if he goes in, if Sale
that's
goes,
that's true, Greg.
If Sale goes in game one, then who goes in game two? And Ken's
then,
right. Maybe
then fine. Then you go with Erod in game two, and go with Eovaldi in game three.
Right, but I think Ken's right. If you're gonna give away a game, but if you're gonna say, all right, we want our better pitcher to go, I think it's smarter for that pitcher to go game two than it is game one, right? Right.
Okay, well, then don't tell me that game one is that important. I'm fine with that. All right. That's fine. Then I'm okay with that. So, all right. It is a Patriots Friday, and we will be joined momentarily by Devin McCourty. Right now, though, we got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
not the Foo Fighters.
No. Well, I guess you're going to see them Saturday, Greg.
Oh! Counting Crows. What song is that?
That's Angels of the Silences.
I like a deep Counting Crows cut from you, Ken Laird.
Yeah, pretty good album.
Well done. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. You can fall in love with driving a 2022 Subaru right now featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
All right, question for the audience and for you guys. Is it embarrassing to lose to the Rays? I was wrestling with this last night. Payroll disparity is obviously kind of embarrassing. 184 to 70 million.
I just can't stop picturing you wrestling.
Attendance of the team that's losing is obviously somewhat embarrassing last night. 27,000 or whatever they had. You already talked about the catwalk. Eovaldi canceling on us is embarrassing. The JD injury going into the game is embarrassing. And if Sale loses tonight against Boz, that is not a good look. And you look more like a team, Greg, that is fading with some aging veterans here. Erod's going to be leaving. Bogarts is getting older. Your two aces right now are Sale and Eovaldi. They're not exactly ready to peak.
Listen, I am still in on this team. However,
me too.
However, did the question come up on this program at any time if you really wanted to win that play-in game and then go be slaughtered by the Tampa Bay Rays? So you are answering the question that I asked several times. Is that what you wanted? No.
But will they get ripped for it? I don't think they're going to get this Rays team won 100 games. It's the best in franchise history.
Yeah.
So it's somewhat respectable to lose to them.
Yeah. So this is the house money argument. So you're playing with house money at this point. Way to go. You gave it the old college try, and you just came up against a much better team, by the way, which has a payroll that is $100 million less than yours.
Right.
Well, it's the moral victory.
A moral victory.
Right.
Yes.
But do you go down the road with Ken saying, are you embarrassed that you lose to a team whose payroll is whatever it is, $100 million less than you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Ken, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here to say very briefly this morning, the series is not over. I believe Chris Sale is going to pitch well tonight, and if he doesn't, that is a major, major sort of tarnish on his legacy. As he is the highest paid player on the team, he was horrible to close out the season, did not help the Red Sox secure a playoff spot at any point. Tonight is why he's getting $30, $40 million. Mm-hmm. He needs to go at least 7, 2 runs or less, and the Sox win tonight, and then they take the series in Boston. If he doesn't, that is a guy that has been almost 100. Everybody unanimously loves Chris Sale in this town, and rightfully so. He's the anti-Uvalde. He'll actually come on and do an interview and talk and say things honestly. Mm-hmm. But if he does not get the job done tonight, that is a major mark against him.
Curtis, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. I want to read in a little bit more to what was trending for Ken this morning in the 18 former NBA players. I just want to break down some numbers for you. Mm-hmm. So the indictment said the scheme was carried out from 2017 to 2020. In that, they're saying that the players pocketed over $2.5 million. If you break that down between 18 players, mm-hmm. it's around $138,000, which to an NBA player is nothing.
Right.
If you break it down even further over 3 years, it's about $46,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To do that, they could serve up to 20 years in prison. Is it worth it?
Desperate times call for desperate measures,
no,
Courtney.
I'm sorry. $46,000 a year for an NBA player, and now they are facing 20 years in prison, just does not make sense to me.
Well, they're not NBA players no more, and they haven't been in a while.
They should lock them up.
Oh, well,
lock them
up. To jail.
Teach everybody a lesson. Teach everybody a lesson. Courtney, great point. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Ken, give me a little bit of that sound. We have said this, and I will say this, and I mean this to the bottom of my heart, and I will say it once and once only. Must win Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
No question about it.
Mm-hmm.
You are 1-3 to fall and go 1-4, season probably done.
Especially against this team.
Especially against the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
The morale of the fans, the players, if you lose this game on Sunday, that's it. Bag it up.
Mm.
Bag it up, and we'll see you in 2022.
Okay. All right. Must win.
No,
we are staring a must win in the face on Sunday.
Yeah, I just have to say it's looking hard at us.
All right. Well, we'll get the opportunity to talk about that game with Devin McCourty in just a few moments. One of my favorite sharks, Barbara, was dragged yesterday for making a fat joke at the expense of Whoopi Goldberg. Here's the way it happened on The View yesterday.
He's acting like she got some behind.
And when you get finished with those jeans and decide you don't like them, give them to me, I'm going to make two pairs.
Oh, Barbara.
Okay, so now we don't like you.
Barbara was suggesting, they were demoing some new jeans.
Right.
And Barbara was suggesting that if Whoopi didn't like the jeans that she was getting, she would take them and make two pairs.
Right.
I mean, kind of a funny little line.
That's a joke.
However, immediately, Barbara began to be canceled for making a joke at the expense of Whoopi Goldberg. Was Whoopi Goldberg not at one point a comedian?
I believe she still is a comedian.
Did she not, I'm guessing, make jokes at the expense of others as a career? Can she not take a joke?
Yeah, and everybody was laughing and giggling.
Well, they were still laughing at first, and then they noticed that Whoopi was not laughing, and then they were very upset. They realized that you cannot make a joke. Now, if we are going to ban any kind of a joke that is made at the expense of fat people, I'm all in. I have taken an awful lot of abuse over the years based on the fact that I am big boned. It's not my fault.
It's a joke.
It's a metabolism thing.
Right.
Has nothing to do with what I eat, how much I exercise. I just happen to struggle at times.
It's a joke, but you need to know your audience. You're on The View.
Uh-huh.
Like, you want to talk Karens?
Mm-hmm.
The amount of people that watch The View that are Karens, mm-hmm. that is not a place to make any type of fat joke
Whoopi's
ever.
Whoopi's a comedian. I would think she would bounce right back with something funny.
No,
you know?
that audience, and especially talking about a woman's weight with that audience, that is always...
It was a woman talking about another woman, so it's a joke.
No, it's The View. Jeez. Guys, come on.
Too sensitive on The View.
Barbara did apologize yesterday, and we will see if that apology is accepted by Skinny America and by Fat America.
Trying to drag my boy Dave Chappelle, too, so
Do you think that's going to work?
No, not with Dave Chappelle.
No?
Not with that man.
He's okay.
He's Teflon.
Yeah, well, Netflix is refusing to pull the Dave Chappelle...
I watched it yesterday, the closer. Hilarious. Hilarious.
really?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what if it is offensive to some? It's humor.
It's comedy. I got no problem with comedy.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, like you said, he's an artist. I got no problem with that's his thing. Comedy, I don't have an issue with that at all.
Okay. All right. Those are today's leads. Right now on a Patriots Friday, Devin McCourty is brought to you by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. Devin McCourty, also brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Ketch's Law Group. And he joins us this morning on a Patriots Friday on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Devin, good morning.
Good morning, man. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, other than the Red Sox loss last night. Did you get a chance to watch that game at all?
I didn't see any of that. I don't know much about baseball, so I haven't watched much baseball growing up.
Hmm. Wait, you didn't play at all? No little league or high school or anything?
None. No huh? Baseball. Huh? Basketball, but zero baseball.
Hmm. All right. Sound like the rest of America. No offense, Ken.
Hey, take that back. Take that back.
Let's start off, Devin, with a guy that you were really close to, Stephon Gilmore, and his departure. That catch you off guard, catch you and the guys off guard this week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, like, you never expect, I think, especially once the season gets going, you just don't expect, you know, guys to get traded. But I think also, like, when you've been in this league for a long time, even when things surprise you, it doesn't, like, blow you away just because you've seen it happen over and over again. And I've had to learn you can't let that affect, like, the relationship you have with a person. Like, you know, me and Steph have been friends the last 5 years, getting the opportunity to play with each other, get to know each other's families and everything. So I think at the end of the day, you know, you expect to play with that person, but you also got to see the other side. I think for Steph getting an opportunity to go home, he lives in Charlotte, going to a good football team and have the opportunity to still be out here playing. I think he's in good spirits with everything. So just wish him the best from a football career-wise, but we'll still be boys. That won't change.
Well, have things with what you – when you talk to him or – things that you had seen, had that relationship between he and the team, he and Bill, become acrimonious?
No, I mean, the whole time Steph was in there, he was just rehabbing. Steph was trying to get back on the field and play. And I think I would say that's the thing since I've been here. Anything from a contract-wise and all that stuff, it kind of stays between – Bill and the players never affected anything that, you know, we've seen in the locker room. So I think, like, that kind of question, you have to ask those two. But I would say for him and his everyday, like, he was in our meetings and DB meetings every day. And like I said, rehabbing and working his butt off to try to get healthy. So that never changed with Steph.
Devin, I remember when I was in Minnesota and we traded Randy Moss, and I wasn't aware of it, but he was such a huge part of our offense. How do you, as a player, not let this affect the locker room where some guys may look at, well, why would we trade away one of our best players? And as a leader, how do you make sure that guys don't get into that mode of letting it bother them or maybe talking about it in the locker room and saying maybe this could have been a bad move?
Yeah, I think you try to focus on what's next. So for us this week, it's been focusing on Houston. And it's funny, like you mentioned Randy, because I was a part of the same thing my rookie year when we traded Randy Moss in the same way in 14 when we traded Logan Mankins. And I would say for me, seeing those things happen, Randy, obviously I was a rookie, I was really young, and just seeing the team focus on what was next and what they had to do, watching the older guys lock into that is when I first realized, like, oh, this is, like, really a business. This is different. And I still remember, like I said, Logan Mankins being, like, the true, like, Mr. Patriot, everything, and to see him get traded, I think you realize, like, hey, man, like, I got to move on and do my job. Like, that's why I'm here. That's why I get paid to be here. Like, my personal feelings and however I feel about a move, like, that doesn't matter if I want to keep my job and keep playing. And I think the older guys set that tone for being in the locker room. And like I said, you don't stop or block anybody from reaching out to a guy and talking to them and seeing how they're doing, how, like, you still do that. I think that's the human aspect of it. And, you know, I think from the outside looking in, people kind of see it as, like, it's over. Like, nobody's going to talk to this guy ever again. Like, those things just don't happen. But you got to move on from a football standpoint.
Devin, a great point that it is a business and that you guys have to think about what's next. And it's not next for you guys, but you do face Carolina week 9. How hard is it going to be if he goes out there and dominates for you to then not think of it as a bad business move moving forward after that?
I don't know. I've never thought about it. We traded Randy Moss. He scored a touchdown on us that same year. We traded him to Minnesota. Like, it happens. Like, you know, I think guys are good players. So I expect Steph to be playing at a high level when he gets back on the field. So no matter what, there's going to be that aspect of, man, like, you know, I wish he was still here. I think just because you have familiarity, like, they played at a high level. So when he gets back out there, I think what you're talking about is definitely going to happen. I mean, he's a great player. So I think guys will definitely see that and wish he was still playing with us. But no different than, you know, Gronk, Tom, like all these guys are great players that you're going to wish are still here. You know, seeing Sony playing well down in L.A., like all of those things continue to happen.
Speaking of Tom, you and he had a long embrace at midfield after the game Sunday night. What did you say to him?
Nothing special. I mean, just catching up and getting an opportunity to talk to each other. Nothing like no big deal. Like we didn't like crack the Da Vinci Code or anything after the game.
Did he try to sell you an NFT or any kind of a vitamin potion or anything like that? Or
nah, still no free Tom Ford suit or anything like that. So I've still been working that angle.
If you gotta get anything, get the Aston Martin.
You know, moments ago on this show, Devin, Wiggy declared Sunday a must win. Do you agree?
I never like saying must win, but I will say as a team sitting at 1-3, we gotta start rolling some wins out, you know, I think. Especially coming after Sunday's loss, I think I had like 10 people text me like, man, awesome game. It's like almost as if like we won the game. And I think it's the realization of no matter how games go, like this league is based off wins and losses. So I don't care how well we think we played or how this could have went or that should have went or we could be 3-1. We got to start winning football games. And I think it starts Sunday with going to Houston on the road. Going to a place we lost last year and getting a win. And I think that's the reality of now at this point in the league, Houston's thinking the same thing. And then, you know, moving forward and be playing teams that are at the top of their division that are thinking something different than us, but they want to keep their winning going. So we really got to start buckling down, and I think it starts Sunday going to Houston and getting a win.
Well, Devin, when you look at the situation that you're in, I don't think you've never started 1-3 here as a Patriot before. I don't know what your school was like when you went to Rutgers. I don't know if you guys were good and if you've been in this position before. But the reason why I say must win, because it's very difficult to climb out of a 1-4 start. I've been on teams that didn't start the season very good, and it kind of affected the season. So the importance of Sunday, I believe, is super important. What's that kind of morale in the locker room for you and the rest of the players thinking about this game coming up on Sunday?
I think guys have just been locked in. Guys have been locked in on the things that we've fallen short with. I think in the games we've lost this season, I would say it's been similar to us falling short. It's been the same kind of things. Obviously, some of the other games we did more of that than this past weekend, but it's been kind of the same thing that showed up. So guys, I feel like have been locked in on making sure that doesn't happen. And, you know, I had a similar experience in college. We started 1-5 and then reeled off the next 7 or 8 games we won. But it came from not worrying about, you know, what had happened and just focusing on the next game. So I definitely see what you're saying of, you know, you can't keep, you know, going further in a hole and just talk about the future. Like, you got to start making a change. And I think that for us, start Sunday and going to getting a win. If we want this season to be any different than last year, it does kind of start Sunday.
Devin, you've been with the Patriots. This is your 12th season. Up until last season, you were never on a team that won fewer than 12 or 11 regular season games. In all but 1 year before last season, you made it to at least the divisional round of the playoffs. How difficult has it been for you to be a part of a rebuild?
You just play. You don't think about, I don't think about rebuild. I don't think about any of that. You just go out there and play. And I would say, honestly, like, you know, last year, year 11, year 12, it's been a blessing just being out there and mentoring guys and helping teach some of these young guys the things that the Vince Wilfors, the Kevin Fox, the Lee Bottoms, the things that those guys taught me. So I've kind of looked at it that way, and, you know, I don't see us in a rebuild mode. We just got to put some things together and go out there and play a little bit better. And I think we knew this season with so many new guys that, like, it wasn't going to just happen. And I think we're starting to figure that out as a team and, you know, come together. And, you know, I think we just got to continue to see progress, but we got to see progress with wins.
Jamie Collins is back for the third time, I believe. Is it nice to have another guy over 30 on the roster?
Yeah, man, I would say just, you know, again, a guy that I've kept in contact with, kept talking to even, you know, after he left, you know, last time, the time before. So seeing him and seeing how much he's grown each time he's been back here has been fun. And obviously a good friend of mine, so the jokes and everything started right away when he was back in the building. So we just got to, you know, let him get acclimated again and get back to what he does and see how he can help us moving forward. But, you know, it's definitely fun having him back in the locker room.
Devin, it seems like when you guys are putting the Brady Belichick game behind you, Seth Wickersham comes out with this book, a lot of people talking about it. What's that like in a locker room? Do guys read that type of book? Do you guys talk about it at all?
You said, I don't know. I haven't seen it. So I would say no, because I wasn't even aware of a book being out about them too. I think for us, like, we're over that. And honestly, like, I'm happy that game's finally over, so we won't have to keep talking about two of the greatest people to do what they've done and talk about them. And I feel like they don't talk about each other as much as everyone else makes kind of a big deal about everything. So it's good to be able to move on past that.
Speaking of distractions, how do you avoid being distracted by the tongue of Steve Belichick when it appears?
I don't know. I saw all of that on the internet. We didn't pay attention to it. We just got back this week and got to work. But I'm sure I was talking to him about it. I'm sure that made some funny text messages for him Monday morning.
All right, Devin. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. I know you got to get to work. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
All right, that is Devin McCourty on a Patriots Friday here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We will be right back.
Patriots Friday on WEEI is brought to you by Shaw's, McFarland Energy, and Mass General Cancer Center.
I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn.
3-1 pitch. swing and a high fly into left field. Verdugo back at the track. Kike joins him. Hernandez at the wall, and it hit the catwalk. It's in play, and it's bouncing back toward the infield. The umpires are calling it a home run. It hit the upper ring of the catwalks, and Nelson Cruz has a big fly. Now, I thought it hit the second-to-last ring of the catwalks, not the furthest. The umpires come together. Verdugo is arguing. They'll have to look at this. I thought it hit the B ring, not the C ring, and bounced back in play.
Too sexy for my head. What you think about that?
It kills me to say it when Curtis is right, but he's right. Why are you playing a Major League Baseball playoff game in a building where the roof is in play? It's ridiculous. It's like backyard wiffle ball where the you hit the shed, it's an automatic double.
I mean, it really is the exact same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
For me, there was a tree down the first baseline, which was a triple.
Right.
If you hit the hedges down left field line, that was a home run.
Right.
I know.
For us, it was the wires on the electrical poles in the street.
Right, and then if you hit our seventh garage door, that was right. A grand slam.
So if you played stickball or half ball when you hit one. But right.
If you hit Meridian Market, you got a free chicken parm sub, obviously.
But we said it was no play.
Wiggy said he threw jellyfish at people.
But I don't get it, because our rule was, like, if it hit the telephone pole, it was no play. You just, you know, hey, no play. It was a do-over.
It's so embarrassing for that city. Imagine if they had a beautiful baseball park on the water in Champa Bay, and it held an amount of people that they could actually put in the stadium, like
300, 20,
like 20,000 or something.
20,000, more like 300. We need to get Brady on the phone. Get that thing done.
Yeah, but honestly, that's what it'll be. It'll be Tom Brady's stadium before you know it, Curtis.
But they are the favorite right now to go to the World Series. Mm. So for the second time, that massive dump of a building is going to be potentially hosting the Fall Classic, and you're going to have balls hitting catwalks to decide who wins a World Series.
Yeah. Well, it just, I mean, I had a bad feeling from the get-go, or as I said earlier, as Wiggy would say, from Jump Street, where you got Kiki bobbling that ball in center field, and E-Rod. I mean, E-Rod looked like he didn't want to be there.
Mm, yeah, and he was walking people early.
What was the deal, Ken, because you're Mr. Baseball, with using Richards for one out last night?
Yeah, Cora discussed it a little bit in the postgame. Basically, it was a matchup thing with a Rosarena.
Was he available because it's indoors and you don't need a jacket? is that what was going on?
It's G Rich now.
Greg. Oh, G Rich. Oh, I'm sorry. G Rich. All right, G Rich. So Cora addressed that.
Yeah. I mean, the way we were set up, right? We felt like right there we have to contain the game. So G Rich came in and got the out, and then Nick gave us quality innings. It's not that we map it out that way, but it felt that, you know, with that lineup and the way they are, that was a moment that we had to stop it right there to get Randy out and then move forward, and we did.
I think he was at the point, once E-Rod could barely go two innings, he was just like, all right, we're just putting guys in. We might be facing, you know, two guys.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's just, and I understand this is the way the great Alex Cora does it, but you used an awful lot of guys last night.
Right.
You used Pivetta last night.
Mm-hmm.
He did a great job, actually.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
He saved their bullpen.
He did.
But sometimes, usually after a game like that, where they just cannot get anything going, you get this sense of panic. I think you usually hit panic buttons very early. Do you have any sense of panic button? Because I don't. Even after last night, I have no panic button.
You don't?
Ready to go. No.
You feel confident? You feel confident in this team winning this series?
I don't. I have this sense of calm. Like it's going to be
okay.
It can't go back to back.
Hmm.
And they're going to do something completely different now.
Hmm.
And they're going to come home. And I just feel like they still get it done. Like, I don't know. Even watching the game last night, I wasn't like, I'm like, all right, they're going to lose this one. And then we're going to move on. And it's going to be fine. I'm not hitting any type of panic button.
Hmm. Okay.
See, I look at it. I was nervous. Well, I kind of hit the eject button when I saw that E-Rod was as shaky as he was, and they pulled him after the second. I'm like, really?
At 2-0, you were out.
Well, yeah, because you knew that you had to go to your bullpen that early in the game.
Right.
And the Rays guy went, what, five innings? What do you go five? You go in 5 or 6 innings.
Six.
The kid for the Rays.
Yeah.
So once you kind of have that, that's like with tonight with Chris Sale, and I know Curtis put him at least 7.
Yeah, I'm getting a quote dragged for that.
Right.
So let's say 6 1/3.
I would say if he can at least go 5, that's a win.
Well, yeah. How many? Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Chris Sale tonight. Well, how many pitches would you like to get out of him, Ken? 100?
Well, let's have Wiggy look at his crystal ball. You looked at it yesterday.
Yes, crystal ball.
He saw trouble with Bruins goalies yesterday.
Wiggy called the sweep on this Red Sox sweep on this program.
They went down 2-0 and he turned it off.
You idiot! Right. Why did you say that?
I'm half right. It's
close.
What do you
want? 110 pitches?
No. 5 innings. 5 innings. Worst case scenario, you give up a run or 2.
No, I'd like to see 7. Sale out there, just macho Sale.
You have
yelling
to.
At people.
You have to.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're just going to run through guys. You're not going to have anybody left.
Right, but when's the last time you've seen Sale go 7 innings yelling at guys, macho Sale? That's what you call him, Ken? When's the last time we see macho Sale?
Machismo?
Yes. So if you
when's the last time you saw Macho Dale?
If you can get to 5 and then Cora can put some things together.
Hey, I want to be clear, I think, on behalf of Chris Curtis, that you're not making excuses for the Red Sox when you talk about the trop and the roof, right?
No, the Rays were clearly the better team. They didn't win the game because of the catwalk at all. They were going to win that game no matter what. But they were going to win the game the second Wiggy predicted a sweep for the Red Sox. But it's watching the game. It is beneath the sport. How you are allowing a playoff series, potentially a World Series, to be decided in a ballpark that has rules for hitting things on the ceiling like you're in your basement playing your buddies when you're like 2 years old.
But do you feel the same way about the monster, these texters want to know?
That is totally different.
Okay.
It is. It's the same height wall for everybody, and it's not. If you hit the wall on the ladder, it costs 2 hits, or it's a triple. It's dictated on the field. It is not a stop of play, dead ball. Let's put the guy, give him a home run.
All right, Red Sox are down 1 game in this ALDS. Game number 2 this evening. We have tickets to give away for game 3 Sunday at Fenway Park. We will do that during the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.